Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 40. We're in Psalm number 40, and we begin at the beginning, verses 1 to 4. Psalm 40, 1 to 4. Let us pray together. Eternal God, as we sing these ancient songs of Israel, we are taken into the very heart of the biblical religion, entering into those same kinds of attitudes and activities that God's people have been exercising and experiencing down through the long ages. We pray that we would not become so familiarized with the words that we would sing mindlessly, simply out of memory and habit, but rather that we would sing with the experience recorded in the song. We confess, Heavenly Father, that we, like the psalmist, sometimes need to wait patiently. We need to pray and cry continually. We need to look forward with hope for that great deliverance out of the miry clay, with our feet set upon a rock, and with God as our companion through life and our Savior. We acknowledge, Heavenly Father, that the Scriptures are not simply recording events in history, but recording the innermost history of God's people. And as we sing and read this morning once again, we pray that the Scriptures would guide us in our worship, what to pray in prayer, what to say in preaching, what it is to listen to as we hear the voice of God, the voice of the Good Shepherd speaking to us his sheep. We give thanks, O God, that the voice of God is never stilled. It is never silent. God is the ever active, living, everlasting one, continually changing and yet never changing, continually speaking, continually dealing with circumstances in the universe of which we have not the slightest knowledge, and dealing with our innermost life and the life of the world around us of which we have no knowledge. And we give thanks, Heavenly Father, that while it is because the Lord is the Lord, changing not, that we, the sons of Jacob, are not consumed, it is also good for us to remember that God watches over Israel, that he never slumbers or sleeps, that he is ever alert and ever careful for his people. Even when we depart from him so often, he never departs from us or lets us go. We are reminded by our Lord Jesus Christ that he gives to his sheep eternal life. He holds them in his hand, and the Father holds us in his hand, and none shall perish, and none shall pluck them out of the Father's hand. We know these things well, O God, because we are familiarized with them through long exposure and long experience. And we pray that each day of our lives and each Lord's Day in which we have the privilege to gather once again, that all these great and holy truths would be focused and pointed to a pinnacle point of emphasis to remind us, to encourage us, to motivate us, and to console us, to rebuke us, but always to guide us on the road that leads to glory. So help us this morning, Heavenly Father, to come before the holy throne of God, praying according to Christ's teaching that God's name would be hallowed, that God's kingdom would come, that God's will would be done upon the earth as it is done in heaven, that we would be given and satisfied with daily bread, that our sins would be forgiven, that we would have forgiving hearts towards those who sin against us, that we would not be led into the paths of temptation, but delivered from evil and led into the paths of righteousness. And always we pray, and only we pray, for God's glory. We remember our families, we remember our enemies, we remember the church. We remember the churches in these strange days. We remember God's people seeking perhaps for a light of guidance, not knowing where to turn, because hitherto they have not been pointed in the right way. We pray that at these times God's people would be delivered from false understandings of prophecy and charismatic influences and emphases, and be led in the sobriety of the gospel and in the ways of Jesus Christ, following after him, his teaching and his example. This we pray, seeking God's glory always, seeking mercy always, and always through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Well, let us read now in John's Gospel, chapter 10. In John's Gospel, chapter 10. And we begin the reading at verse 19. John chapter 10 at verse 19. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he has a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If you call them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan, and to the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true, and many believed on him there. And so on. Well, we have the following notices. The evening service at 6 p.m., our Wednesday meeting at 7 p.m., next Lord's Day services 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. The Deacon's Court, please take note, we're due to meet on Tuesday, Deacon's Court, 5:45, the usual place, Linfield, Tuesday. We always welcome visitors. If we have visitors, we are glad to have you with us. And the offering will now be received. Well, let us sing further in Psalm number 40, verses 5 to 8, to God's praise and glory.